thing, and welcome to Midnight Convos Podcast with your girl Tiffany Nicole. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole. Holla at me on Twitter, our Queen Tiffany, and follow the pod at _ Midnight Convos. Tonight I got my co-host, he's back.
Yeah. What up, though?
What's good, King Chuck?
I'm good. I'm groovy, baby.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling marvelous. I don't even want to sound mad.
How's your week so far? Like, we are at, what's today? Tuesday?
It's Tuesday, the 3rd, right?
Today is the 3rd, tomorrow is the 4th.
Of the new year, 2017. The joke is, I fucked up already. 2018 is my year for sure. I guess so. I don't know,
man. So we bypassing already to the 2018?
Some people are, but hey, that ain't me. Whatever.
Yo, let's talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about Ronda Rousey.
Oh, Ronda Rousey. Oh, double R.
No respect.
No respect. Not no more.
Now, but first of all, she got knocked out in her previous fight.
You sure did.
Then she came back. She took some time off, came back.
6 months, and that's way too long. Ask any fighter.
But my thing is not the amount of time that she took off, but do you think she should have took like an easier fight, just like a warm-up fight, an easy fight before, you know, get her feet wet?
Well, I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, Rocky did it. You know, they were all bums, you know. But in her case, look, people pay to see her. So, you know, that explains why she got the $3 million and the champ who knocked out the second time got only $100,000.
But
yeah, but well, you rest assured her payday gonna be much larger than that from now on. But the thing is, regardless, if she takes on a bum or the champ or up and coming, it doesn't matter. You prepare. Who's in your corner? Who's your coaching team? You know, you don't take nobody lightly, you don't sleep on nobody. Now she was once a champ, so she know that. She knows this. I'm not saying nothing new. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't take on nobody lightly. You don't sleep on nobody. Now, I watched I can't even call it a fight, the 48 seconds. There was no head movement. She wasn't bobbing and weaving. She wasn't dipping low. She just kept trying to grab her. So in my eyes, it's, you know, it's looking like she got hit. Oh! And she was, oh shit, she had a flashback. Like, yo, this bitch about to knock me out. I remember this. Like,
I remember this feeling.
Yeah. She had one of those. But it's no excuse, man, you know. When you lose, you lose. Not everybody going to be the champ on top forever and ever. Just knock it off.
Let me put a fork in her. She's done.
Well.
She's done in UFC or MMA. I don't know.
As top dog? Yeah.
But do you think she can be competitive? Because I think since she's been knocked out so violently these last two fights, I don't think she can take a hit.
Well, that's what it appears to be. You know, she has a glass jaw. I think she can be competitive. She just has to work with the right people in her corner and work on some new tactics, some new head movements. You know, figure out ways though you can play. You can use your weakness as your strength. You know, if you got a glass jaw, don't be so quick to try to grab. You know, the bob weave.
Bob and weave.
Get low.
Bob
and weave.
You know what's so funny? Her man, I don't know if they're engaged yet, but I believe she was on Ellen talking about she's thinking about settling down, having kids. But her man is a fighter. So what the fuck is he doing that she ain't getting her game up? Like, you've been out for 6 months. He ain't teaching you some tactics or what is going on?
I wonder. You know, that's a good question. How about this? What if at home, she that dude, she that nigga, and she ain't trying to hear about what he got to say or his advice or anything. She know what it is. She was champ. He wasn't. Maybe it's one of those cases or whatever.
You think he beating her or she beating
him? I think she beating him. Well, I think he can't beat her, but at the same time, she's too hard-headed. She's too arrogant to take lessons or advice from him.
From her.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing about this, and I respect it, is that her mom was on Facebook or Twitter, one of the social media forums, and basically she was like, my daughter needs to call it a wrap.
Well, that's every mother. No mother wants to see her child get fucked up. Like, you know, it doesn't matter what sport. You know, come on now. Look, my baby can't be, don't do that to my baby. You know, that's every mother.
That's me.
So I wouldn't listen to mom.
But mom knows
best. Because last time I checked, $3 million is $3 fucking million.
So. But $3 million, if you're getting your fucking head banged out, it's not worth it.
After the doctor bill, I'm looking at my bank account. I still got about 2.5. Oh, yeah, let's do it again.
You good? Shit.
Yeah.
So you gonna take an ass whooping for three? And she got $3 million for that fight. Now, yeah. She keep losing. Her price tag is going down.
It depends. Maybe it'll still be high for the next two at the most. Because like I said, people, they buy the ticket. First of all, MMA, UFC, whether it's women's or men, it's big now, right? I don't think it can get any bigger, but people are actually lying. They want to see her, whether she got it or not. They come to see it. They pay for that ticket
because of the name,
and that explains why she got $3 million. So for the next two fights, if she continues to do so, you know, people are going to pay to see, you know, what's going on, what's really good, and you know. Her purse will be dope. It's gonna be more than $100,000, you know.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. But if she's smart, she will fuck this UFC stuff and continue to do a movie because she was in the Fast and Furious, you know, playing pretty much.
Yeah,
herself.
Yeah, she had a few cameos.
Do shit like that.
I think she should write a book. And this just came to me. The name of the book, the title of the book should be called The Rise to Fame, The Fall of Shame.
Oh,
it'll be a number one seller.
It'll
be a number one seller. Come on.
But and it's so freaking crazy because people are so fickle. They love you today, they hate you tomorrow. Hmm. At some point in time when she was doing her thing, KOing these chicks like Mike Tyson, it was nothing but love. Now she done seen that.
You remember that?
Like round.
Motherfuckers talking about some Ronda Rousey could beat Floyd Mayweather. Get the fuck out of here. I remember that. Oh my God.
I remember those talks.
It's hilarious.
Niggas ain't saying that no more.
And they sure ain't.
And what about Floyd talking about he's going to fight McConnor or something?
McGregor.
Whatever the shit is.
That's just publicity. First of all, old boy ain't got it like that.
Who's old boy?
McGregor, McDougal, whatever the fuck his name is. I learned a long time ago, you don't bet against Floyd. Stop playing. Just stop. You can't, unless he switch over and start learning the grappling moves and all of that, McGregor ain't going to be able to beat Floyd. You got to just box. Ain't no grabbing and kicking and kneeing, none of that.
See, but then, if it's a boxing match, obviously I think Floyd will win. But if you get to use your feet, he might. Because Floyd is a little dude. Like, he's
sure
a defensive
is.
Guy. He plays the defense. But he's a little dude. And if you grab him by the arm, headlock him, he's going down, you know.
If you can. See, that's the thing. In the ring, he ain't so damn little. That's the problem. He becomes Andre the Giant in the ring.
Yeah.
So, it's amazing.
You take a couple of them kicks to the windpipe.
Let me tell you something. If anybody, I'm fucking you up. Don't kick me. All right, don't kick me. That's you. You kick a dog. You kick a ball. You don't kick me. Shit.
But let me ask you this: for the right amount of money, would you step in the UFC
with anybody? $100,000 or more? Yes.
I'm not doing it for no $100K.
Shit.
Hell no.
Let me tell you.
$100K?
Yeah. Let me tell you. I ain't never seen $100K in one WAP before. I'm sorry. I'm taking that whole check. My wife like, look.
Look here.
One of my eyes is closed. I missed a couple teeth. You still love me? If she even think about saying no, I'm just going to show her the check. Bang! Yeah, say something now.
Nicole going to be like, no, it's okay. I'll give you some avocado. I'll give you some greens.
Oh, gosh. But nah, hell yeah. I would definitely, man, look. I could fight. So I wouldn't even worry about losing. I know I'm going to get my ass kicked because I ain't, I'm trained or nothing like that. I know what I know. I know where I'm at with my hands work. But these professional fighters, yeah.
They professionals.
Fuck me up.
Let's not be.
Yeah. Shit, they can fuck me up. Give me that couple hundred thousand. Shit.
Take that check.
What?
Take that.
I'm cashing as soon as the shit is over with.
You taking your one eye to the bank. Straight to the bank.
Punching my code. Yes, sir. Yeah. Fuck that. Deposit the whole thing. You damn right.
Pronto.
Shit. I ain't playing
no game. The stuff that people do for a check.
You goddamn. Look, I'm tired of being poor. Fuck that. Let me eat. It's my year. Shit.
2017.
You know
the
it.
The year of King Chuck.
You know it.
Yeah.
Shit.
This is combo number 15, Chuck. Combo really? Number 15.
15? Oh, that is awesome. That is
so
awesome.
So we like moving along. So if you miss any of our previous combos, make sure you go to SoundCloud. Make sure you check us out on iTunes. I need you to subscribe, rate, and review. 5-star reviews are always welcome. I appreciate it so much. But 15, combo 15. Can't believe it. I'm glad to have my co-host back, King Chuck. He's definitely back, in baby. The building.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
This is my favorite time of the year. I'm not going to front. I love the holidays, but I love the football playoff times. Everybody knows that I'm a big football fan, and the playoffs is right around the corner. What is it looking like for you? Who do you think? Who's going to take it all?
Well, first of all, let me just clear this up. I'm biased. So, of course, I'm cheering for my team, and we in it once again.
Giants.
And that, of course, is the motherfucking New York Giants. Eli Manning, I believe. You can't spell elite without Eli. Can't spell believe without Eli.
That should sound corny.
You know what? He said it, though. And when he said it. Yeah, he said that. You can't spell elite without Eli. And when he said it, he won his second Super Bowl ring. So I believe. I'm sorry. Anytime any player, white, black, doesn't matter. You call the shots and you prove yourself. Listen, you just became a megastar.
He's like the silent killer. I'm not even going to front. He's a silent killer. He goes about his business. He handles his business. Eli can throw 5 interceptions. He'll come right back with the same face and throw a touchdown.
The game winning drive. And that's why I love him. So, of course, I'm a cheer for my team. But it's interesting this year because you got teams that just 2 weeks ago, you know, everyone looked as if they could just take it. You know, the Chiefs, the Raiders.
I like the Chiefs.
The Steelers, the Dolphins, you know, the Seahawks. Everybody looked like they could just take it.
Injuries.
And one by one, quarterbacks, the most important person on the field.
The key.
Dropping like flies. Yep. The Texans, who the fuck knows who's going to be the starting QB? You know?
They're in the playoffs?
Yeah, they sure are. Yeah.
And before we even get into the players, how the fuck do you pay a quarterback so much money and now he's riding the bench within the first season?
He's a bum. Hey, listen, that's not the question. The question is, how can you not take advice? Mind you, he just left an organization who the GM was, you know, a quarterback and had his quarterback coach as well. The president is the quarterback. The coach is the quarterback. Like, these are... They know they shit.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? They know. So when they say, you know what? Yeah, we know you're 6'8", and you got an arm, but you're not accurate. You can't do nothing for me and my team. You got to go. I'm not paying you top dollar. They should have paid attention to that, you know? But they were so desperate at the time for a quarterback, they snatched them up.
You got to do.
You know? So, and this is what happens. This is the result. You know, sometimes in the... It's funny because in football, you know, everything is boom, boom, bang, bang. Let's go. Rush. Get it. Hit it. Make it happen. But sometimes, you know, what's the saying? Patience is a virtue. You got to wait and see, baby.
Yeah, but...
He played 7
games.
7 games last year. Yeah.
But when you're desperate and, you know, it's not it's slim pickings to get a quarterback, the most crucial piece that you need on your team.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter, even bums, listen, I'm a Jet fan. We gave $12 million to Fitzpatrick. So even bums at that position are going to get money.
You know what? You might call him a bum, but he's damn sure better than Brock Osweiler. Oh, yeah.
I think they're one of the same. They come from the same tree.
Yeah. You know.
They bums. It's like different levels of bumdom, but they're bums.
Different know? Levels of bumdom.
They're bums, you know what I'm saying?
They're all bums, Rock.
Yeah, pretty much. They're bums.
Oh, man, listen. Yeah, that right there, that's the Jets' fault. If
what is it the Jets' fault?
If they would have paid him what he was asking for the first time instead of making him wait, they would have handled that situation. They'd have, you know, put everything to rest. And he could have been out there practicing, getting used to the playbook and the players as well. Last year, they got lucky. They had a great defense. And don't get me wrong, he threw 30-plus touchdowns. The Jets never had a quarterback to do that. So why wouldn't you pay? He asked for 14. You settled for 12.
You know, you could have been did that, got that shit out the way. He could have been out there practicing with Decker and Marshall and some of the up-and-coming receivers, Anua and Peak. And they would have been, it was like they never left. You know, they would have been on the same page, and you would have had, you would have did a lot better than, what were you, three and four?
And
come on.
But my thing is, I don't know if that's true, because this is what he does. He shows what he can do. He shows great spots, and then he becomes
the big game, you know.
Yeah, you know. He freezes in big moments. Now, so it's like,
granted, I'll give you that, yes, but if he would have been there practicing, because it's so, people take that shit for granted, man. You can't just throw somebody into the mix and expect them to just, all right, now go. No, this ain't any given Sunday. This ain't Willie Beeman. Get out
this
there.
This ain't two NFL. This ain't the block
with your mom and, you know, and just go out there and give us a touchdown. No, this ain't that. You know, these motherfuckers is coming for you. Now, you had a year with the system already. They got film. They got game tape. They know your weaknesses. They know your strength. And they coming for your head, son. You should have had him out there practicing with the players. Pay the man the money. It's not a loss if you'd have paid him what he was asking for in the first place. Unbelievable, yo.
I 100% disagree with you. I wouldn't have paid him that money because he's a bum. You know, he's a gap quarterback.
And he was asking for 2 years. 2 years, $14 million. Something like that.
$14 million a year.
But you know what?
So he wants $28 million.
All right, well, here, take this contract. What's 2 year 12 with some bonus incentives? You know, you get us to the playoff, win a playoff game. You know, we'll give you an extra $5 million. I'm pretty sure you would have signed that.
You know? Who knows? Well, anyway, the season is over and he's done. So we're back to square one looking for a quarterback.
And that's a damn shame.
And that's, it's like we play miracle. But this is the Jets, you know. It's like a torture. But going back to the playoffs, I'm going with KFC.
KFC? I'm going with Popeyes. Fuck it.
No. Scratch that. I'm going with KC, Kansas City.
Hey, listen.
What the fuck? And I'm not even drinking.
It's all right. Who are they playing? They got the bye week.
Oh, yeah.
So they're waiting on either the highest seed that wins or the lowest seed that wins in the AFC.
I just think they're hot right now. Sometimes it's not even about being
they are.
The great
and they
team,
got that rookie.
But it's that what's his name?
Tyreek Hill. My wife saw a picture of him. She was like, no.
No?
Yeah, she don't like him.
He not cute?
I can't answer that. But according to her, he is not.
Okay.
But yeah,
I gotta pull up a picture of him.
He is the X factor, and it's crazy because they once had a player on their team named Dante Hall who was considered the X factor. And so it's funny. Let me tell you something about Kansas City. They don't win the playoffs. They'll make it, but they don't win. So don't bet your money on them. I know they look good. Don't do it. You will be disappointed. Don't do it. Who's next? The Steelers.
Listen, Big Ben. Hey, I call him the taker.
Hey, the three B's are healthy.
Bell. Ben,
Brown and Bell. Yes, they're healthy. Now, they got the wild card game. And
yeah,
they're facing
road.
The Dolphins.
That's light work.
You know what? Don't say that.
That's light work.
Don't say that.
They're going against a backup quarterback.
If Tannehill was starting quarterback, then you could say that's light work. But Matt Moore is a seasoned vet
that
who ain't afraid to get out there
journeyman,
and get smacked
bum.
By their defense, and their defense ain't what it used to be. Their offense is better than what it used to be, but their defense is not. Don't sleep on the Dolphins.
Matt Moore?
Yes.
Matt Moore
throwing to Landry and Devontae Parker. Yes, against Pittsburgh secondary. Absolutely.
But my thing is, this is the thing.
It's going to come down to the running game. Now, Joseph Addai ain't getting no damn
200
yards.
Yards.
No. Not against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know? But their front four that Miami have, same,
they serious.
Same
they
thing goes for Pittsburgh. Bell ain't getting no 200 yards rushing either. It's going to come down to who has the ball last.
No.
I guarantee you, is going to have at least two sacks on Big Ben.
I can see that.
If he can hit, it's over.
But who
that
they got?
Fragile.
Who do they have that's going to cover
Brown?
Boy Brown?
Their best corner is Maxwell.
Who's? I think he's injured.
Yeah. Even if he was healthy, he's
a bum.
At best. You know, their best in the secondary is Rashad Jones, the safety. And you, so they would have to double Brown, which would leave Brian open.
And no, that's Bell. Eli Rogers.
Right, right. So, you know.
Well, that's what Shaq say. That's barbecue chicken.
Yeah. I'm eating, baby. You know. So, and that's the problem for Miami right there. You know, that's what it's going to come down to.
So, KC and Miami, who you got?
I would, but Miami is playing Pittsburgh, and KC, they got the bye week.
So I
really want to see the Dolphins get one playoff victory. But I just don't think it's going to happen against Pittsburgh. Now, had they been matched up with somebody else the first week, let's say the Texans.
With
or without J.J. Watt, that would have been a great matchup.
Hold on, side note. It's two white boys that do stuff for me. No, I'll say three. Three white boys that I just can't stop thinking about. J.J. Watt. Thor.
Wait, Thor's not even Rogers.
He white enough. He's not going to know it.
He's a
J.J. Watt, Aaron Rodgers, and Thor.
Aaron Rodgers, huh?
God.
That's the question you should be asking me. Fuck the AFC. It's the NFC who's going to take it.
Green Bay
is hot. Wide open. If you ask me, it's going to come down to the AFC Championship will be the Steelers versus the Patriots. The winner, of course, will advance to the Super Bowl. Now, who will win that game? I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, Big Ben versus Brady, it don't get no better than that, man. But I'll tell you this much. Even though it doesn't matter, it will be in New England. You know, the outside, snow. But, you know, Pittsburgh, it's not nothing they ain't used to. But that's going to be real interesting to see.
Home court advantage, it means a lot. But
it's just too bad Gronk won't be there. Because then you can almost say, you know what, give me the Patriots.
But it don't even matter because that other tight end, Bennett, been doing his thing.
You know, Marcellus Bennett, yeah.
He been eating.
You can't say if everybody's healthy would be great because, you know.
That's not football.
Injuries is a part of it, yeah. But it's going to come down to those two playing, you know, when it goes to the Super Bowl.
Listen,
for the AFC.
I won't be surprised if Seattle wins it all.
I won't be surprised.
Listen, I know you are a Giants fan.
Not even because of that, but I'll tell you why. Go ahead.
I won't be surprised if Dallas take it all. You know, and I say this because
take your time.
One thing you can't deny is that they got a running back that runs over everybody. They got a line that's going to protect and let that quarterback do what they do, what he does. And Dak not only has the arm, but he can run. And their defense is subpar. It's okay. But that offense is clicking right now. So I won't be surprised, even though I know you're a Giant fan. Dallas looking good. They got the bye right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, and I know you guys got the two W's against them. Mm-hmm. But playoff is a whole different beast.
It sure is. And I'm glad you mentioned that because now I can say what I'm going to say. The playoff is a whole different thing. The way they sing the national anthem in the playoffs will make you fucking cry. And do anybody, unless you're a diehard fan, do anybody out there really believe that Dallas, with a rookie running back and a rookie quarterback, is going to survive the gauntlet that they're about to face? Matt Ryan.
Why not?
Eli Manning.
Why not?
Aaron Rodgers. Russell Wilson.
Why not?
There is no fucking way in hell two rookies will make it through the gauntlet of the NFC playoffs. I'm sorry.
Why not?
I know it's Dallas, and I can't stand
Dallas. They've been holding up the whole season.
Right.
They've been knocking them out one by one all season. Why not?
And now guess what? 0-0 playoffs.
Absolutely. But the thing about it is they ain't scared.
No.
Ezekiel Elliott ain't scared. And that ain't scared in that line. So they got everything in the making to make it happen. I won't be surprised. I'm not saying that they will do it, but I ain't surprised if they do it. I won't be surprised. Dallas is looking good, and the good thing about it is that they got home field advantage.
Uh-huh.
So,
but that right there is because Atlanta plays in a dome, you know. I don't see it working out for them. I'm sorry. It's not going to work
out. Are you being emotional?
No.
Is this like a bias thing?
No. I don't get me wrong. Yes, I am biased with my Giants, but it's no way in hell they're going to stop playing two rookies. No. A rookie quarterback, rookie running back, what?
Hey.
They're going to get smacked the first game they...
We shall see. Listen, shall see. Pick a team. Are you straight going with Giants to take it on?
Hell yeah. How many of the quarterbacks playing right now, other than Big Ben, Brady, has two or more rings? Eli Manning. That's it.
Rings don't mean shit.
Yep, that's all I need.
But rings don't mean nothing.
That's what they playing for.
But rings don't mean
nothing. And that's another thing. That's another thing. Matty Ice got a chip on his shoulder. Atlanta looks real good. And that boy got a chip on his shoulder. Because that's another team. They go to the playoffs. They go
every year.
Russell Wilson got one. So he tasted. And he know what it's like to lose one, too. Right?
Yeah, that's true. And the way they lost.
Oh, boy. Right? Well, Big Ben lost one, too, now. To Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers got one. Eli beat him before to get his second one. See, it's a beautiful time for football right now. Beautiful. But that Prescott, no hardware. Ezekiel Elliott, no hardware. Sorry.
We shall see, said the blind man. It's going to be a good weekend. What is that called? The wild card weekend?
Yep, wild card weekend.
Wild card weekend.
Which is basically, it's not quite the playoffs. It's the winner advances to the playoffs.
That's bullshit.
I know, because it's the playoffs.
Exactly. It's just another gimmick to make money.
You know.
Wild card weekend. But I'm going to be tuned in to see what's going down. Listen.
All I know is the Giants have the best D in the NFL right now.
Y'all got our boy Snacks, Damian Harrison.
And he eating, baby.
And he eating. The Jets should have paid him his money, but we didn't. So he went right, you know.
The whatever. Jets will be all right. All they got to do is get a quarterback. And I think
it's not just that.
I think they have
one. I think they need a different coach, even though I like Ty Bowles. I like him, but I don't think he has control of the locker room. You are a man that has been running a great defense. Now your defense sucks. Your defensive players are having fights in the locker room with your offensive players because your offense players are telling them, like, step up and do your job. Like, I don't think he's too mild, man. I mean, even though Sexy Rex Ryan was a bit much, and I like that. You know, you come out with some hoo-ha, roo-rah, talking all that.
The players love to play for him.
Yes, they will do anything for him. Ty Bowles doesn't have that.
So you're saying they need a new head coach, or they need somebody, they need a better defensive coordinator? Because Chan Gailey is gone.
He retired, so they say.
And four other people from the defensive staff.
Were cut, yeah.
Yeah.
But my thing is, for you to cut.
You know who will be a great defensive coordinator for the Jets?
Who?
Rex Ryan.
He will never come back in that capacity.
As a defensive coordinator?
And
you need
to stay
in your lane.
But my thing is, Ty Bowles is supposed to be a defensive genius. And look,
but you don't like him as a head coach.
I don't like him as a head coach. I don't. I think he if he plays his position, just like I don't like Rex Ryan necessarily as a head coach. Because certain things, he focuses more on a defense and he's great at it. But there's another side.
He couldn't develop Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
Right.
So you need a coach that can be able to do those, like a Mike Tomlin, like a, you know.
Well, according to Terry Bradshaw,
he's not a good coach.
No, he's a great cheerleader.
He got the pom poms and shit.
I saw that, and when I heard that, I was like, wow. Pittsburgh don't need no shit like this right now. You know what I'm saying? They got to stay focused. They don't need no distractions.
And you know, to me, it's a lot of undertones with that, like. Would you say that to a white coach? Like, I don't know. I felt like a little racial vibes going on with that comment. Because this man has won one or two Super Bowls.
He got two.
He has two
Super
Bowls.
Yeah, he's been there three times. He got two. Now, that first one, it was basically handed to him.
Don't matter.
Right. He did enough to his though. Right, right. They had to play.
So he has two rings.
He got two rings.
Right. And in that time span, how many years has he been coaching the Steelers?
Since 04, I believe. Since 03, 04.
Okay, so he has a good amount of time. How many coaches have won Super Bowls, two Super Bowls within that time period? Other than him?
Coughlin.
Okay, so one other coach. So how can you say this man is not a great coach?
It's just a great chili, right. Yeah. Now, imagine how many times they done been to the playoffs. They had the best defense in the league. You know, Palomalo and all of them.
Yeah.
Ryan Clark. I mean, come on.
I don't think they have had a losing season since he's been there.
I would say one. I could name one. And they were, I think they finished 8-8 or 7-9.
Maybe 8-8. I don't think they went beyond
any other time, I mean, either they won their division or you know, they made it to the playoffs. I mean, come on. Like, he's never been on a hot seat as a head coach. So I don't even know where that came from. So maybe there was, you know, some racial shit there.
Oh, absolutely. You can't beat me in my head.
Because I like Terry Bradshaw, but I, you know.
But you don't like, is comment. He connected to the Steelers organization at this point in time? Because he does the pregame and all that. He talks. He's in L.A. But are you still connected in the locker room or part of that organization? Yeah, you won championships.
Four.
Yeah, but are you a part? Are you connected with the organization right now?
What they got going on right now.
Exactly.
I don't think so.
So right now, you're just running your mouth.
Right, right. And why is he doing that at this point in time? He could have said that shit at the beginning of the season. Absolutely. Not right now. You know,
right? Who
and look at the adversity he had to overcome. I mean, they didn't start off a hot and ready team. They had to, you know what I'm saying? It was looking a little crazy for Pittsburgh at first, you know?
Absolutely. And you have to be able to hold it together. That's right. What a good coach does.
Now, you can't do that just cheerleading. You know? So, you got to give it to Mike Tomlin.
I think
when it's all said and done, like, if he was to leave this year, he would be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. I'm with that. I love it. Listen, I want you to go to SoundCloud and make sure you listen to the show. I need you to go to iTunes and subscribe, rate, and review. I want to talk about this new show, Insecure. Are you ready to talk about it?
Yeah, but what is it about?
Okay.
Somebody being this... Duh.
Okay, well, basically, it's a great show because it's what we need as a female to tell our story. So it's basically about relationships. Females going through different relationships, trying to find the right one, or being with someone that may not be matching your work, whether professionally, sexually, he's not matching what you're putting into the relationship. Mm-hmm. So you got one girl, the main character, that's dealing with her relationship. Then you have her best friend that's very successful. And she's a lawyer, and she's dating a lot of different guys. And, you know, you want to kind of date up. Right? You're a lawyer. You can't really date down.
I get it.
You date up.
I get
it. So she's dating all these guys that have money and fit her criteria, but they're dogs. They just want to hit and quit. So she met a dude that was kind of, and you know, dating down.
She lowered her standards a little bit.
Exactly, okay. So to say. And this guy, he worked for Enterprise, had his own job, had his own crib. Nothing wrong with that. Any woman at this point in time, because I know so many single girls that's dying for a man, that's beautiful. But for her, that's dating down.
Right, because they ain't loyal money. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So she's dating this guy, and he's really into her. But by her standards, she's dating down. And they're having a date, and I think they went to dinner and came back to her crib. And she's drinking, he's drinking. So she starts telling him some secrets. Oh, I kissed a girl. Oh, I went naked, skinny dipping, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Then he goes. Yeah, a little bit. She got some skeletons in the closet. Mm-hmm. So he starts telling her about some things he's done. So I got arrested. I did this, whatever, and that, and third. But the big, big one he dropped.
That's typical male stuff.
Exactly. Say, I want to know if this is typical male stuff too, what I'm about to tell you. So the big one that he dropped was that back in the day, he had a one-time gay experience.
Oh,
so
no, that first of all, that is not typical male. Oh no,
so
a one-time gay experience.
So, with that being said, she was trying to maintain a relationship because even though he was
a bisexual,
you're stupid.
You don't go back. That's like these sorry ass bros talking about something. I'm a virgin. No, bitch, you gave it up. You done had kids. You can't go back.
You can't go back.
No.
No do-overs.
No. He did some gay shit. He gay forever.
Okay, but this is the question, because in that episode, she ends up leaving him because
smart woman.
She couldn't decipher whether or not she really, you know, he really liked Nick. They were at a bakery and he was talking to the store person and she's looking like,
oh, so okay, that opened her eyes. Now she's watching every move.
Everything.
How he sit down, how he drink his tea. Does he put
his pinky up?
Oh, man.
So now she wants to.
Nah, you can't live like that.
And my thing is, listen, I have nothing against gays. A gay boy was the first one that told me how to twerk. So gays, I love them. But I don't want a gay man. Like,
Right, I need
a man. 100% man. I don't want no man.
Either you in or you out.
Pretty much, literally. So, I don't want no motherfucker that want to play house and doll and makeup. I don't need that. I don't need no motherfucker that's going behind my back and getting ran through. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They come back and kissing me in the mouth.
They making soups of his insides.
So, my question is, and your guy, so I need this, your perspective. Is it okay for women to be, a female to be in a relationship with a man that has had a gay experience? And can you have a one-time experience and still be into women?
No. Well, I don't know. See, I'm not gay. I don't have nothing against gay people. But listen, you do some gay shit one time, that's it. You gay forever. I don't care if it's just one time and you've been with 1,000 women ever since then. It doesn't matter. You did some gay shit.
So once you cross that line,
it's over.
You're gay.
You're gay.
There's no do back. No do overs.
No. And see, here's the thing, you know, women, sometimes y'all try so hard. Now, it wasn't a bad idea that she decided, you know, let's open up, get to know each other and talk, whatever the case may be. And that's probably a good thing that she did that without sleeping with him, because she found out some shit.
No, she already smashed him, but...
Oh, they smashed him. Well, it doesn't matter. They're adults. It's okay. But the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, they was trying to get to know each other and she found out some shit. It goes back to that saying, you know, watch what you ask for. You know, why are you going through my phone? You're going to find some shit that you see, and now what? So now what? Are you with me or you not? I did some gay shit, but now you don't want to be with me. It was one time. And now you're looking at me, how I eat my bacon, and, you know, why am I washing the dishes for you? Hey, why am I being so nice? Why am I talking to
you? Why do you always want to rub my ass?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, it's crazy. So I guess, in a sense, no, you can't have a relationship with a guy who did some gay shit, you know, or be into him or whatever case. I guess you can.
Yeah, I don't think I can personally be in a female. I don't think I could be in a relationship with a man, because I will always wonder, like, what is he doing? Is this what he really wants? Is he thinking about Tyrese when he's fucking me? Like, what are you thinking about?
And that goes both ways, because, you know, if I was with a chick that did some gay shit, you know what I'm saying, of course, as a man, oh yeah, threesome, foursome, no doubt. But if we reach that point to where, so whether we curb that shit or not, you know, or whether we continue to do some extra, you know, curricular shit, part of me is going to be like, you know what I'm saying, she might say she loves me, she might say she in love with me, whatever the case may be, but she'd be a little bit more friendly with old girl over here. You know? So it goes both ways. I don't know.
I wouldn't think that on the male side, because as a man, like you said, I would think men find that sexy and appealing.
Absolutely.
Always want to bring a female into the bedroom.
Exactly. What's better than pussy?
More
pussy.
So my question is, if you're a married man, if your wife like Poom Poom, right? Or she had an experience with Poom Poom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be mad at her?
Would
you not trust her?
No, I would trust her. First of all, we wouldn't be married if I didn't trust her, and if I was, you know, any doubts or I was worried about anything popping up from the past, any of that shit. Let me be clear. But like I said, you know, if she told me, yeah, we did this, we did that, you know, that's what I would be thinking.
But if it was a one-time experience.
A one-time experience. I would still be thinking, well, how can I talk to her and getting her to do it again? You know, just for me. But other than that, no, I'm not, part of me would be like, yeah, it's great, bring some, woohoo. And I'm telling you, a little part of me would be like, I don't know, man. She'd be a little too... Why she always going shopping with that Tiffany bitch? You know, like, what the fuck, man? Groupons, man. What the fuck? You know, I don't know. It's a part of me. And I'm not insecure. It's just, it's a part of me that'd be like, you know, I trust her. I love her. I believe in her. But don't be stupid.
You're not going to be naive.
Yeah. Come on now. So, I mean...
Whether male or female, if you cross that line with the same sex, you are...
Oh, you gay.
You're gay.
You gay. Now, I read somewhere that every female has thought about a gay experience.
That's a lie.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. I don't know about that. I'm just saying, I don't know about, you know, if they even thought about that. But if you did some shit, you know, whether it's one time or not, your girlfriend or you can't stand the bitch, it doesn't matter. You gay. Now, y'all need to stop this bullshit, man.
But I don't know. Let's just say you're out with your girl. Y'all partying, y'all drinking, and there's a situation in which you are drinking a lot. You're intoxicated. You're inebriated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're with your girl. She rubbing on you. She goes away for a second. And a guy comes up to you and he starts finishing what she started.
Wait, you talking about me?
Yeah, I'm talking about you.
No. First of all, I'm going to jail.
But you inebriated and he started already.
I do not. It's no start.
So you telling me you're not gonna let him finish?
I'm telling you, you don't even get that close.
You don't know what's going on.
I sure don't. But I'm drunk as shit. And why is this nigga watching me in the first place? Why is he standing close to me? See, this is why. This explains why this is what alcohol does, right? It makes men fight and women horny. That's the bottom line. That's it. Now, I'm a happy drunk. I just want to have a good time. I might say some shit that's all out of line, but I ain't finna do no shit. Oh, no. I'm going to jail.
But he got his mouth on you and shit.
I don't give a fuck. You trying. You really trying. I love you. But hell no. But Whitney said, what you gonna do? I'm going to jail. Because I'm stopping the shit up. Why did you even try to bend down to, you know?
But what if he's known as the male superhead?
I don't give a fuck. I don't want to know. I don't want to be your friend, and I got nothing against gay people. But see, this is how rumors and shit get started. Nah, we don't kick it like that. No, you know what? Nope. You ain't seen them? Nope. Chuck, you was at the... No, I wasn't. Fuck that. No.
Let me ask you
y'all
this.
Y'all niggas need to stop that bullshit. If your shit hard for another man, you gay.
I done forgot my question.
You gay forever with that boy pussy. Fuck you mean? Unbelievable. You can be gay all you want to, but don't be trying to like cover this shit up. No, I'm not. It was only one time.
And that's the thing. Listen, like I said, I love homosexuals. I love gay men. I think they're the best. I love homosexuals. This is not a gay bashing at all.
No. Gay people don't bother people. That's the thing. They don't bother you.
They really don't. They go about their business. Yeah. They live their life. They want to be accepted just like anybody else. But my thing is, what I can't stand, and I think I said this previously, is I can't stand those down low motherfuckers. Mm. I can't stand men that lay up with a female, and as soon as she goes out to work or goes to handle business, he's willing to suck on another man's pipe or get bent over. That's the shit that I can't stand. Be honest and with whatever you like and want. I'm cool with that. You like dick? I like it too. So
y'all on the same team.
We're the same team. Yeah. I feel you, poo-poo. Mm. But don't pretend that you like what I have to offer and you don't like the way I'm built. You know what I'm saying?
Because you ain't got that third leg.
I don't have it.
Right.
I can't pipe them down. Mm. And I ain't putting no strap on. So, you know what I'm saying? But that's the only thing I can't stand. I can't stand down low, fake, for gazy motherfuckers. Yes,
the gay rapper, you know.
Let me ask you this, just kind of sticking on this subject. Did you hear about Kim Burrell, the gospel singer, the minister that came out and basically she was supposed to do Ellen because she has a song with Pharrell on the Fences soundtrack. So she was about to do an appearance on the 5th, which is in 2 days. Mm-hmm. And she was doing a sermon, and basically she was saying, you know, gays are going to hell. You know, if you put a penis in your mouth, something's wrong with you. If you get excited about putting breasts in a woman's face, something's wrong with you. And she was going in. She was talking about the pastors as fucking boys, you know.
Now, that's wrong. And maybe they going to hell.
And she was talking about, you know, they gay. And, you know, they ain't right. She was going in. You got to see the video. Google the video and see what I'm talking about. But now there's a backlash about what she said. And my thing is, because I like to play devil's advocate, are people too sensitive? Like, people can't say what they want in regards. Some people think that having homosexual relationships is wrong. It's ungodly. It's not right. Some people don't believe in it, but it doesn't give them the right to say you're this, that, and the third. But are people too sensitive when people voice their opinions in regards to people's lifestyles?
It's a little bit of both, but... not a little bit of both. It's both, but it's more so people too fucking sensitive. look, if I don't like gay people, I don't like gay people. But don't say I'm gay bashing. I'm not. I don't like gay people. You understand? And I'm not saying that because I don't like gay people. I don't got no problem with it. But if I don't like something, I don't like it. That don't mean I'm hating. That don't mean I'm bashing. That don't mean I'm homophobic. Y'all need to stop with this bullshit. You know, now, what she was saying, I didn't catch that clip or whatever, but based on what you was talking about, you can't say that, oh, man, you suck the dick, you're going to hell. What the fuck you talking about? Wait a minute. Wait, what? I just can't. Y'all need to stop. See, they mixing shit. And with the controlling and God and religion and
the
sexual and all of this, you need to stop and separate the shit. Because first of all, if he gay, God made him like that. I don't believe in God.
I believe it.
But if he gay, God made him like that. He was born like that. Some people that's not, they get turned out, whatever. But if he was born gay, that's how the creator, the almighty creator, made him. So how the fuck can he be going to hell?
You think that people can get turned out to be gay?
Yeah, it happens in jail all the time.
But it's just regular life. Outside of the walls of prison.
Yeah, all it takes is for a gay moment to happen. And boom.
Do you think you could ever be turned out?
Me? Fuck no. I'm married now. But I love you some kind of better than a woman. Whew. The way it smells, the way it tastes, the way it sounds when you're grinding. It's a beautiful thing. That first, the moment the head, because it's warm, and it just, and you go in. And
like apple pie?
No, ain't no fucking apple pie. I don't even know where they got that stupid shit from. I don't even like apple pie, but I love women. The way the hips, the curves. I believe it is a woman's job that when she enters the room, she turns heads. I can't. Apple pie. What the fuck? But anyway, so no, I can never be turned out. And I'm not knocking anybody who is gay, but I'm so glad that I'm on this side. Fuck all that shit. I don't see what y'all, again, it's nothing wrong with it. Well, it is something wrong with it. You ain't supposed to be doing that. You know, the ass is for to release, not to go in, but that's your thing. But
why y'all tell us to just relax and breathe and, it'll be okay? Look, if it's for it to just...
I'm talking about men or men.
So what's the difference?
I'm going to tell you the difference right now. You a female. If I'm hot and bothered and ready to go and you want to please me, but, your jaw hurt. You got a toothache, or your ear hole is just not big enough. You're on your period or something like that. All right, well, then, all right, let me put it in your butt. Look, just relax. I'm putting some Vaseline on. I'm easing in. Just relax. Shh. It's just a cop. I'm not in a butt fucking. I need to bust this nut. You my woman. Don't tell me you can jerk it off. I can do that. It got to go in. I need your help. Well, put some Ambisol on your tooth or something. Do something. I'm hard. You my woman. It's your job to put it down. That's just how it goes.
So wait. Let's go back a little bit. So anytime that a man is hard, it's for the woman to make
sure. If you're in a relationship, you better.
So what if she's just not feeling it that night?
You better do something.
What do you mean you better do something?
See, that's how shit gets started. It's a known fact that men don't think when they don't. We don't think. If you notice, why wouldn't you want to do something? Take care of your man. I know you tired. You act like you ain't gonna get no sleep when you finish.
Really? There's lotion in the drawer.
See, now that's wow. That's terrible.
Why is it terrible?
That's terrible. Now I got to look at the maid like, you know
what? No, but what I'm saying is, no, I definitely think as a woman you have to take care of your man. But I think there is times in which you need a substitution. You need to just relax.
That's what I'm saying. You need a substitution.
Not all for that. Your substitution is your hand, right?
No. Substitution. It's like sport. I'm coming out, the other player coming in.
If that goes for you, what about the female? Can she get a motherfucker?
No, because whenever you need it, I'm ready.
That's not true.
Yeah, bullshit. Just so I know that you want me to substitution, I'm coming in.
So every time your wife wants to get it in, you ready.
You goddamn right. You're
working them long hours.
Oh, I got you now, because now I know she got subs. just dying to get in. Coach, I'm right here, coach.
That's bullshit. Yeah, that's bullshit. I don't think that's humanly possible.
It is bullshit.
Because you might be having a bad day. She might be having. That's just like life. Life happens.
Oh, yeah.
So it can't be possible just because you're in the mood. She has to be in the mood. She has to.
No, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is it's your job to put it down. You got to figure something out. But you said substitutions. That's not what I'm excited.
What I'm saying is substitution. What I mean is, you know, you handling yourself when, you know.
You know, there are times to where as though, you know, she ain't going to be, look, I just can't do it. I love you. I don't want to hear I'm tired. That's not an excuse. You need to knock it the fuck off. But, you know.
Tired is not an excuse. In the-
fuck no. But, if your mouth hurt, you know, your period, you know, you don't do the butt thing, whatever, you know, I get it. But now, see, you let that shit go once, then it happens again, and you
it's
go
a
from, it's a pattern, and that pattern becomes big. Now you go from, you miss 2 days out of the week to 3 days, and now, and so, you know, you in a healthy relationship, supposedly, but you have sex once a week. What the fuck is that? What? You don't lost your fucking mind.
So, let me ask you this. As a couple, what do you think is a good amount of sex? Now, I know ideally there's, you know, everybody want to fuck like 5 times a week or 7 times a week every day. But what's a realistic, you know, amount of sex that a couple should have?
Healthy.
Healthy.
3. 3 times a week.
That keeps the...
Because I'm constantly, I'm speaking for every man, every heterosexual man. We thinking about it all the time, whether we get some or not. You can't, it's just there. 3 times, yeah. Let's say 2 in a blowjob. You know what I'm saying? That'll.
Blowjob, who uses that term?
A dick suck, fuck it. And it can't be no, you okay? No, I need that sloppy top. Yeah. Swallow it. Get them babies out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, see, I was trying to refrain from saying that, but, you know, that's what I do. Listen, 2 to 3, I mean, you can't go no less than 2. Come on, man. How long you think this relationship is going to last if you only giving me just enough, just one, you don't even eat once a week. What the fuck? Come on, man.
See,
just be realistic.
My only thing is, no, I definitely think it's a job on both parts to make sure everybody is satisfied sexually. But this is the flip side of it, is that the female can fuck you 6 times a week. They can, you know, role play. They can do that, keep it sexy, wear clothes, lingerie, whatever. Do every position you want and still get cheated on.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
So it's like... I was doing all this.
I've been in relationships before to where, so my woman, she wanted sex every night before we go to bed. And that was awesome. But I have found myself wanting some in the morning and I wasn't with her. And I would go get some.
How is that possible?
I don't understand the logic in that. You know what? God did it.
You don't even believe God. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. You horny little devil. I don't know. You know.
So, because you said to me it's not healthy for a couple to not have sex more, at least 3 times. But if she's fucking you every chance that she sees you, and you still do your thing outside of the relationship.
Like I said, because that, you know, that was a relationship I was in. So... I would have to say that now that I think about it, it was only because I wasn't in love with her. I ain't really give a fuck about it. You know, but I was, we wasn't even in a relationship. It was just sex.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's a problem too, because sometimes, you know, 2 people don't establish that, you know, they just get this, you know, banging and that's that. And she thinks we're in a relationship, but I'm not, no, we just fucking. But I would have to say it was because I didn't look at her like that. Like, I didn't love her. I didn't give a fuck. Whatever. You know. But I do... It is some people that get it however they want it, when they want it.
And they still step up.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that.
Let me ask you this question. And I'm going to switch this up and move on because I don't want to get nobody in trouble. But we honest. Do you think all men cheat?
No. All men can. Just like all women can.
Let's stick on the male species first.
But do all men cheat? No. It is actually some dudes out there that's never cheated. Now, when you say cheated, it's levels. It's actual intercourse cheating, which is like, you know, the final chapter.
Mentally, you know, being
that don't count.
No, it does count.
Mentally?
When you have emotional attachment to someone, just like I was speaking to someone on Facebook and we were talking about, is it okay for you to have work husbands and work wives? And pretty much they were saying, fuck no, because fuck when no. You do that, you leave.
You opening the doors.
Exactly. But if you have somebody at work that, you know, you hang out with them, they're opposite sex, y'all eat lunch together, and you're sharing things that's going on in your relationship with them, whether good or bad, you're crossing the line.
That right there.
Exactly.
That right there. Now, I have female friends. I have, well, not now, co-workers. But I have had female co-workers. Well, it wouldn't be no one-on-one, though. But we would go out, get something to eat, IHOP. You know, we'd be in a group and we'd talk, discuss, you know, this one ain't doing so good with the men in relationship. This one is. I am. You know, so I'm familiar with work wives and work husbands and all that. But no, I don't. I never had one. But that does open doors. As a matter of fact, that's another form of flirting.
Oh, absolutely.
So, no. That's all I want to get at. Intercourse and flirting, that's cheating. Now, that mental shit, I don't really know. Because when I hear mental, I'm saying like, oh, wait, I think about Serena Williams. That's not cheating. I'm never going to meet the bitch walking to the store and, oh, yeah, by the way, I got a crush on you. Here goes some dick. Nah, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
So, but all that other shit, yeah, that's cheating.
Well, I had a dialogue with someone maybe a week ago, and they was pretty much adamant, all men cheat. At some point in time, they're going to cheat. They just cannot help it. Whether they have a good woman, whether they're in love with the woman, whether or not. Because just like you said previously, men think about sex all the time. And mm-hmm. What's better than coochie?
New coochie.
So. Mm-hmm.
That's not true. Because there's some dudes out there that don't cheat. I know a few. And believe it or not, right? Let's say it's 20 of us in the circle. 20 of us dudes. Friends. Right? And it's always one that hasn't done it. Right? It's 17 of us that's looking at him like, the fuck you mean? You never, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of pressure. But on some real shit, it's some strong men that be like, nah, I've wanted to, or I could have, of course, but I've never crossed that line. Not because I didn't have the time to, I just didn't want to. You know, sometimes some of us, it's just like when you're in high school, you realize then you want to be a man. And most of us don't. Mm-hmm. We ain't ready for that. We still want to be.
Want to do you.
Yeah. Well, the same thing goes for those dudes. They strong. They realize, I don't want to fuck up what I got. I'm good. I'm straight. I'm chilling.
Okay.
Now, it's. I'm telling you, they out there. They out
far
there.
In between.
Far.
But I don't know. Do you think all women cheat?
See, there was a time where you could say hell no. Now, I don't know, son. I remember this just before I got married. I was dating 6 chicks. 4 of them had a man. The fuck? This is, you see what I'm saying? The fuck? So, you know what? I'm telling you, it was a point in time where you could say, hell no. There's a million good women out there now. I don't know. They all want to be side chicks and down and dirty and nasty and naughty and, you know. We men, we don't give a fuck. We will never be the side piece. That's what they don't understand. So, but I don't know.
Time change, and I just don't know if people value relationships anymore because everybody wants something better, something newer, something younger, something tighter. And it, you know, people don't put value into the relationship. The first young thing that's showing them some attention, they start in the DMs. And as soon as she give you the green light, it's a go. No, never mind you have a wife at home that's handling everything, maybe the kids or just the household down. You know, she's always held you down, made sure you was good, even when you Warren at your best.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not talking just...
I've been there before. No, I fucked up. I never fucked up my marriage, you know. But, no, I had it good at one point. And then somewhere along the line, I just... Something inside of me was like, you know what? Go. And to this day, I can't even pinpoint why the fuck I did that. You know, I could have ruined everything. You know? It's crazy. It's sad.
But why is that? Why do you think men do it? And I'm not just talking about you, just in general.
I can only answer for me. A lot of us have super duper egos. And it's like this conquering thing, you know. You move on to the next one. You get this and you move on to the next one. You get this and move on to the next one. And some of us, it's just in us. Look, I'm sling it every chance I get. It ain't just for one chick. And it's a lot of us that we was taught that it ain't just for one chick. Y'all was taught that it's just for one special person. We wasn't taught that. You know, things have just started to change within the last 20 years or so, to where as though, like, it was actually a law that y'all couldn't even get a divorce from your husband. So, I mean, it's been systematically installed in men to just snatch up all the poutine you can. So, it's a lot of this shit. It's a lot of different reasons why. But me personally, when I fucked up, no, it was just me being a knucklehead ass nigga. I had it good, you know. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to use an excuse to try to justify why I'm being just stupid, you know, mm-hmm. and fucking up everything, man. I almost blew it.
Do you think it changes whether you're married or single? Like, do you think it's easier to forgive when you're just dating? Or is it the same when you're married? Like, cheating is just something I just can't deal with.
Cheating is cheating. Cheating is cheating. If we're established, it makes a difference. Now, if we're not established, it's not cheating.
No, I'm talking about you are in a relationship, but I'm saying
that's
willing to forgive, does it happen easily?
It's hard, because... For men, most of the time, you fuck up like that, or you done fucked up, bitch. And for y'all, I don't know why, but y'all usually forgive. But some of y'all, it takes a while. You know, but you can't pinpoint, all right, it's been a month, it's been 2 weeks, it's been a year. You know, you just got to wait and see. You know, I was blessed. Oh, my God. I'll never do this shit again. Woo! I blew it. No, I'm good. Oh, my God. What was out there? Nope. Won't do that anymore. Lesson learned. Hard lesson learned. But I don't know.
Do you think men, like, try to test the limits with their female, their woman, to see what they have? Like, okay, I'll see if I can do this. Okay, if I can get away with it. Oh, I'm going to do this. Okay, she let me do this. I'm going to do a little more. Do you guys, like, you got to get off by testing the limits? He's looking at me.
Knucklehead, that's what we do. Look. It's the same thing with men, right? With your homies, you know. I'm going to say this to see how he react. Did I know where, you know,
yeah,
how
we can play?
Yeah. I'm going to throw this lie out there and see if she believe that. Then I can just keep on. It's a game. You know, yeah. I'm going to do this and see if she cool with that. Then I can go this far, you know.
Yeah, see how far you can take it.
Yeah, so women do it too. We all do it. It's all games. It's a stupid little game.
Men do it. Women do it. We just do it much better. See, we'll do it and you won't even know. Like, if we want to cheat, we can cheat and have a whole fucking affair for years and you won't even know.
That's not true.
That's very true.
That's not, this is why it's not true. Because just like when we do it, you notice the difference. You don't want to say it. You know, you try to block it. You can't imagine it. But it's a difference.
There are subtle things, but I know too many girls that are still in relationship with men that they're married to. They long-time relationships. And listen, this motherfucker's none the wiser.
It's a lot of dudes out there.
But it's a lot of work. Like, who wants... That's because... How did it deal with one motherfucker?
And it's a lot of dudes saying, bro, I'm telling you, she ain't no... Good. So, I love my baby mother.
I never let her.
I know.
Relationships.
Cabron. It's cabron. That's what a Spanish chicken. That's what they used to refer to the dude as. You know, when his woman cheated on him and he's still with her. I think it's cabron.
Cabron.
Yeah, cabron.
Now do you believe in hall passes?
Yes. It depends on how far you can go, though.
Give me an example.
For example, I joke with my wife about a hall pass. Now, when she hears hall pass, no, no, absolutely not. But all I'm saying is, if I'm in a situation to where as though I could take some nude photos for Playboy and they give me a check for 300 grand, give me a hall pass so I could do that. It's just photos.
But that's financial. I'm talking about for just pleasure.
Now, that's different. Remember, levels. Now, I'm not with all of that because I don't want nobody in my wife. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't matter whoever she was with before. This is my wife now. So I get it. Now, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to cross that line. I'm good. But, you know, that's how I look at hall pass. You know, let me do this for this dough real quick. You know, something like that.
Gotcha.
But going on a date and smashing and
once a year, I let you smash.
You
want
to invite somebody to the bed? Love, you know what you're telling me? I get a hall pass, hall pass.
Once a year. Right. It's a lot of celebrities that do that. Because
then now I got to, wait. When I go, you going to go? Yeah. Then I got to stay.
And she going to get a minute bowl 7, 8, 10 feet dick.
It's like Play-Doh. It's my fit. It's the way I like it.
That shit been shred.
Oh, man. Ain't the walls left. They got to put up sheetrock. It's hollow. No, no. No hall passes.
No hall passes. That's once a year.
Hey, look. See, that's the thing. That's the thing. We can say, yeah, sure, hall pass, threesomes, awesome, woohoo. But the moment you see your woman
enjoying it,
young, it's a wrap. Things will never be the same.
You can't look at them the same. Like, how can you, and you enjoy the time, like, you enjoy this man smashing because it's different from what you've been getting, and now you got to go back to your husband and act like you wasn't really having the time of your life?
Because it's different. It's, you know, I don't know why. Maybe it's some scientific shit. I don't know. But when y'all, you know, it's personal. It's some feelings involved. We could just do it. Ah! Bust a nut. I'm done. Get off me, bitch. Can y'all do that? Nah.
There are definitely women that
it's some. Yes, yeah, some. It's that one out of 20 broads in the club. Just like it's that one dude out of 20.
That's faithful.
Yeah. It's crazy. But nah, we ain't finna do no hall passes.
No hall passes.
Nah.
No. And I don't think it's good either. Like, because once you invite people or things into your bedroom, you better be ready to open Pandora's box because you're going to find some things out about your significant other.
She nasty. She don't do that.
Hey, you thought she liked you. You thought she was hitting it until he started popping her. So don't bring people into that bedroom. If you want her to come back at night and still love you, And scream when you put it in, don't bring nobody into the bedroom. So I don't believe in hall passes either.
I don't either. I've seen some shit that made me look at my wife completely different. I don't even know if I should be saying this, but I'm saying, you know, this is midnight convos. Maybe this is what we do. So I goes with her one day to get a pap smear.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I sit there and I see the doctor. It's a dude. You know, he went in there and clipped this, but he went in there. And I was.
You felt the kind of way?
Hell yeah!
About the doctor?
Yeah. Mm. I've never seen it before. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You can tell me 1,000 times that's the procedure.
But I say you see it.
Yeah, I can read about it, visualize it, but I saw it. Her legs was open. I don't care about the little blue cloth they put right there. He went in there with a toy, a metal. And she, you know, she moved like she felt it.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, and I felt it too.
Boy, it's crazy.
I'm not crazy. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I ain't like that shit.
No. No. So you ain't go back.
No. I cursed her the fuck out. Don't you ever bring me to the for don't even tell me when you going to the doctor.
That's important. Just that's literally a bonding experience.
I thought it would be. I found some shit. Now I saw what she looks she, like when somebody she... else is in between her legs. I can't get that fucking sight out of my mind, man. I don't like that shit. My wife ain't pure. She's soiled. The fuck? Toes was on the thing, all curled.
Did they curl?
Yeah, yeah, it was. You know, that's my shit. I don't have a foot fetish, but I like when I see the little toes curling and shit. Okay, yeah, that's the spot right there. She like that. Yeah, uh-huh. She did it for old Doc.
Is he black?
No, it's a white guy. It didn't even matter. It was another dude in between my wife.
What a visual.
What indeed?
What a visual. Listen, make sure you connect with your girl on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole. Hit me up on Twitter, our Queen Tiffany. And follow the pod at _midnightconvos.com. King Chuck, it's your moment.
Oh, it's my moment?
It's your time.
I get like a I get the rant.
You get the rant. What's going on in the King Court?
King's Court. Well, you know what? Let's wait. Let's wait. Cause I wanna go in on some things that I really don't. What see, I'm gonna give you like a sneak preview. But I'm gonna need the bells and whistles, you know what I'm saying, when I go in. Like I want the burr, 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 burr. Ladies and gentlemen, hear ye, hear ye.
Yes, all right,
me, you know, this is the first episode of, you know, King's Court, me, your boy. I just want to get some shit off my chest. I don't fuck with religion, and this is why. So that's going to be my first one, but I'm going to wait till I get the bells and whistles, because I can't stand what I see and what I hear and what I read. I don't like it. I really don't, but I'm going to say that for next time. So just to give you a sneak preview, that's what I will be talking about. That's what we will be discussing. Religion.
Ooh.
I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. Fuck God. How
ooh.
About that?
Ooh.
And on that note, I'm out.
Yo, you want to talk about anything else before we roll out?
What else is there to talk about? Eli's going to get his third ring. Didn't somebody get beat up? Punched in the face or something like that?
A lot of videos like that.
This dude got beat up by his girl on Facebook. She was whooping his ass in the bathtub.
Ooh.
But that wasn't the part that had me scratching my head. She had like 4 or 5 other girls in the house, her friends or her family or whatever. Mm. And they watched her whoop his ass. He was dragging him across the floor, smacking him all in the face, whatever. And then when she was finally tired and finished going on any further, one of the chicks was like, yeah, whoop his ass again because he was trying to holler at me. And that's when it made me scratch my bitch. Why are you saying something now? Why are you saying something? So in other words, it's about to go down until he got caught with the other bro.
Ooh.
Oh, see, you dirty. But, you know.
Ooh.
You know.
See, this is the shit. When you be playing games, and I don't condone anybody, whether man or woman, putting their hands on each other. But when you play games with people, just be honest about what you want. I'm not ready for a relationship. This is not what I want. I'm not ready. This is not the time. You're not the person. Keep it real. But when you play with people's emotions, this is what you get.
And you play with somebody's emotion who could fuck you up.
And that's the shit I don't understand. And sometimes it don't even be about they can really physically fuck you up, but they crazy.
Mm.
So a crazy woman is just as bad as a woman that can physically whoop
right.
your
that's,
ass.
That's fatal attraction. That's even worse. Yo,
absolutely.
Man.
So like you play with emotions. This is what you get.
Now I didn't feel sorry for him. Not at all. You know, whatever. He can't defend himself. Oh fuck well. You know. Sometimes you gotta put your hands on a motherfucker. I don't know what he did exactly. Maybe he was trying to fuck her sister. Who knows? I just saw him getting his ass whooped and come to find out that was the reason why. But when I heard the chick that was in her house saying, yeah, whoop his ass again because he was trying to get me too. Bitch, why you in the, you know what I'm saying? That's the shit that got me.
Now, but did he try to defend himself?
Or no. He was curled up in a fetal position. He had dreads, so she was able to yank his hand.
Oh, she was yanking him by the hand like a little rag doll. Now, do you think that he wasn't defending himself because he couldn't? He like he literally couldn't no, take her out, or he was just
he didn't not hit her because she's a female. No, no,
that's
no,
what
no,
I'm asking.
No, 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 yes. No, no, he can't fight because a couple times she caught him with some good ones, like bop, you heard it, like oh, and I'm watching, like oh, nigga, you ain't gonna. Like trip the bitch or something. Like damn, you know, take punch it in down. The stomach. You know,
listen. If you can't fight, there should always be one move that you are good at. You gotta master at least one move. The takedown. The takedown.
That's it.
You can't fight, motherfucker. You better
you grab a part of the body and just hold on for dear life and try to make them to fall. That's it. That's your only job. That's all you gotta do.
You gotta master that shit. If you can't fight,
fuck that. Oh well. Glad it wasn't me.
And that's the thing, like, it's just, oh, I don't want to talk about it right now because I want to save it for the next episode. But people display their stuff on Facebook and social media, everything that's going on in their relationships, and that ain't a good thing either.
I want, you know what? Speaking of that, I want to know why these chicks be calling themselves models and ain't getting paid to do it. You got a million followers and you put your naked body on social media. That means another 2 million people done saw it and you don't even know. And you got 2,000 likes and not $1. The fuck? What is, I don't know.
Why are they looking to be discovered by some rap nigga?
But that's not gonna... You could take a picture with 50 Cent, Kanye West, Pharrell, Jay-Z. You're not gonna be... I don't know.
But it's levels to it. So maybe they're not gonna be... You know, up there with the J-Lo's and the Beyoncé's. Maybe they can get into a video or something. I'm a model agent.
Now, these models like Naomi Campbell, and they made like $100 million.
Oh, they got dollars. They got bread.
I'm a model agency, right? And your bio is, contact me. I'm luscious, peaches, whatever the fuck. I see 40 fucking pictures of your naked body. And you got a million followers, 2,000 likes. Why am I hiring you? You done
put that product out there already.
Yeah, like,
it's no mistake to it. It's no, you know.
They ain't got no representation. I don't know. It just makes me scratch my head.
Well, that's the gift and curse of social media. And you can put so much out there, and, you know, it's out there. And once you put it out there, you devalue yourself in terms of coins. Because, you know, fucks your image and, you know.
Right, right.
Just your coins. If you put it out there every day, you're showing your titties.
Why am I paying for it?
I'm not going to pay for you to show your titties.
I'm on Instagram. It's not blocked. There you go. Stupid. I don't know.
And, you know, but on Devil's Advocate, sex sells. So even though she may have sold and put it out there, there's always that one trick that, you know.
Somebody, you're right. It's always a dude that's willing to pay a little extra.
There's always a mouse in the crew that's.
I got a friend that be with my cousin and shit, and she got her body on Instagram. She got a fake butt and shit. It's just crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fake butt. And
was she going to DR?
She wear a pound of makeup.
Columbia or something? Mm-hmm. Where'd she get the fake butt?
I don't know where she bought it from. I know she's from Pittsburgh. That's all I know.
Oh, God. Shout out to the cousin from Pittsburgh.
No, not my cousin. My cousin's friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen.
Oh, shit.
And the thing about it, I have no problems with enhancing your body. If you don't feel comfortable with something and you got the funds to do so.
Do some squats, bitch. All right, come on.
I mean, squats is cool. But if you want to get some liposuction, if you want to change your teeth.
That's cool. Yo, her face, it don't even look real, though. Like, I'll show you a picture right now. Her butt don't look real. It don't. It's a cuff under the cuff. And clearly you can see that's not your. You weren't born like, oh, man.
But think about this. You may say that right now, but if you with your boys and you see her walking past, you ain't talking about whether it's real or not.
Oh, no, when you see
yo, her, I want to smash!
When you see her real life, it's some niggas, of course niggas going to, because it's pussy.
Yeah.
She could be ugly, beautiful, fake booty. It doesn't, see, that's, you know, that's what chicks get it fucked up at. We see you as a convenient, you know. But.
Convenience.
Yeah, convenience. When you see her in real life, you could, no, it's fake. It's fake. She got the, it doesn't match. It just doesn't match. Her titties, her butt, it doesn't match. The makeup, a pound of makeup, none of this shit matches.
I gotta see pictures. I gotta see pictures. I want to see for myself. But hey, do you? I don't hate on anybody. Do what makes you happy. You want a fake ass? You want to get your cheeks? Want to get the Botox? Do you? You want to wear a pound of makeup? You want to have the weave to the ground? Do you? You want to get penile? You know, implants or whatever to enlarge the shits because you was born with a little taller dick. Do you? I'm okay with whatever you want to do. No judgments.
I don't know. I don't know. I want to say I ain't got no judgments, but I just don't. You got a fake butt. I can't take you seriously.
Why not? What does my ass have to do with anything?
It ain't your ass.
I bought it.
That's why it ain't yours.
No, I bought it.
Yeah, right.
It's mine.
Like, if they took the skin from one of your body parts and put it back there, okay. But that's silicone or rubber.
Yo,
or whatever.
If I drop 10 stacks, 5 stacks on whatever, it's mine. If I go to the store right now and I buy a liquor, it's mine. I purchase it.
That ain't
mine.
Your liquor.
Why is it not
that's
mine?
A government bottle. You see?
I made
yeah, you
the
purchased
transaction.
It. You,
right? So
right.
It's mine.
But
this
it ain't yours.
Right here is
I'm
going to
tell you why
it's
it ain't yours.
It's for my
because the police can come by and just pour this shit out.
Not in my home.
Not in your home.
They're not coming to my home and taking my drink. I made a transaction. I bought it.
That
I'm taking it to my house. It's mine. It's
and
for my consumption.
For well, do me. Look. Do me the. Don't get no fake body parts.
No, but why not? Like, I'm not against it. I'm not opposed to it. Let's say you like 40. No, I'm not even 40 because 40 is relatively young. Let's say you're 55.
Mm-hmm.
Shit start to sag.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You still want to keep it tight for your man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shit is like one here, one there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you want a little spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Why not get a little taper, get a breast lift or something?
See, I don't know what that is. Is that
what do you mean?
Does that consist of something fake going inside of them?
They you can. It's different levels to it. They can, you know, put something to keep it up, or you can just go in and take the scar tissue and, you know, there's different levels to it. But if I went and done that, it's not natural. I'm not, when you're getting a lift, it's not a natural.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you know what? I don't know, because I really don't know. I got to play ignorance on this one. Because if I
you're
know
looking at me like
exactly what it is, then I could actually answer that. But,
okay.
You know.
But whatever it is.
But, come on.
But it's you. Whatever
it's
you want.
It's not you. Like,
it is you. What about, let me ask you this. As a man,
mm-hmm.
I see a lot of men. It's a guy on CNN right now. He is on Saturdays, and he got the George Jefferson. You know, just the side, the shit in the middle is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see him, I get annoyed. I'm like, cut that shit off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was speaking to my husband. I was like, yo, well, if you, you know, got up in age and you started bald, what would you do? He's like, I don't know, but I would explore my options. I was like, ooh, I'm with that. So, do you think you'll do the implants? And he's like, fuck no. I was like, but why not? They got the implant, the male implants. That shit looks so real nowadays. So you saying if you 55 and you got that George Jefferson, you just got like patches here and this shit is done. And you turn on YouTube and they got the videos and you can do different styles. You telling me you won't look explore your options?
Me? Fuck no. I'm cutting the shit off. I don't give a fuck. What I'm holding on to it for? It's time to go. Shit, it's one thing if I got a head full of gray hair, I'm gonna embrace that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. You know? You got to earn that color.
Yeah,
you
I agree.
But my shit is gone.
It's gone. You
got
specs.
I
got
the shit on the
spots.
Side and shit. Come on, what I'm gonna go home to my wife and rub my head, baby? Nah, I'm cutting this shit.
Cut it.
All I got is edges.
Yo, you all you guys, but yo, I'm telling you, they got these YouTube videos.
Steve Harvey, he has some shit.
Yes,
I thought he had a hot top.
And he could cut that shit and everything.
I seen the commercials. They could take something in your hair and do something in it.
Look at LeBron.
Make your shit. He need to cut that shit. He's a billionaire. Cut it.
He ain't wearing a headband no more. He got a little growth spurt. You got using that do-grow.
He's a billionaire.
Yes.
And that's no exaggeration. He has $1 billion.
In the bank.
Never been in trouble. Cut your fucking hair. I love LeBron James.
Some people are sensitive about that. They hold on for it.
Hold on to what?
They hold on to every little
thing. He's been going ball since high school. Now, that's rare for a black man. Oh, hi. Yeah, I said it. LeBron, cut that shit. The fuck? Everybody hated you when you left. I didn't. I was the only one still in your corner. Because I don't understand them same motherfuckers. What, you telling me you wouldn't change your sorry ass job for a better job? Get the fuck out of here.
You got to do what's best for your family. What?
Come on now. I was with you. These motherfuckers, they don't like you. Get the fuck out. You never did nothing wrong. We don't have that many black men that play sports and don't get in trouble and all that shit. So I'm with you.
And
but you got to cut your fucking hair.
And he has kids. His high school sweetheart. He don't got no baby mamas.
His high school sweetheart.
Right.
Ain't no rape charges. Ain't no domestic violence shit.
Nothing.
DUIs. Nothing. Ain't no pills. Maybe it wasn't pills. Maybe it wasn't no pills. And none of that shit. But cut your goddamn, cut the shit.
So you on record saying, if you started thinning right now, you wouldn't do the implant?
No, I'm cutting my shit off. I actually had a baldy before, so I know my big ass head. Yeah, I look right with my baldy. Yeah.
I gotta see that.
Yeah, I was pulling the chicks left and right with my body, baby.
Rubbing
my
shit,
nice and greasy and shaved. Yeah. I got another little mole right there too.
Really?
Yeah. It's awesome. You know. I can't wait. But so yeah, I'm gonna embrace getting old and going gray and all that shit. But the moment I start to see, oh, I'm getting a little thin right up.
Shit, that's it right up.
Right off. And my wife, she loves cutting my hair, so I'm gonna have her do it.
Oh, all right. Then.
Shit. Nah, I ain't holding on to shit, way my options.
Hi, well, we done for the night.
We done already?
We done, man. We put an hour and a half
in. I can't
in.
Wait to come back next Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Make sure y'all tune in, folks.
Absolutely. Make sure you check out the previous convo since convo 15. I simply believe it. Convo 15. And I want to make sure we're consistently putting out podcasts. So if you miss any of our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud or iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and review. King Chuck, what's your social media? This motherfucker ain't got none. I'm just giving
it. Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Charles A. Fillmore. That's about it. Instagram, King Chuck. That's it. We gotta get him a Twitter.
Only
had like 300 followers. Yeah.
Don't matter. You'll grow. That's how my shit goes.
I can't get into it. I don't got no computer.
You got a phone.
Yeah, I need my old password and all that shit.
Start a new one.
I don't have the patience for that. I'm gonna have to start a new one.
Yeah, you gotta do one. All right, we out. In the meantime, in between time, be good to yourself.